Only 3 weeks until World Championships. Are you ready? Let's get started.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Hello again, ATA family and friends. Chief Master Babin reporting to you again from downtown Phoenix, Arizona. I'm actually standing across the street right here from the Phoenix Convention Center, whose main entrance is right behind me. This, of course, is the primary location for the World Championships 2021. So, a few facts I've already pointed out, but they're worth repeating. There's at least 60 restaurants within 1 mile of this Phoenix Convention Center right here. There's about 30 hotels within 1 mile of this convention center right here. And I just realized that if you're looking for a great indoor family activity, right around the corner, just over in this direction here, is called 810 Billiards and Bowling. So if you got a couple of hours to kill while you're here, want to bring the kids out, go over there for some bowling action, some billiard action. It is a family restaurant with billiards and bowling. So we're so excited to be hosting the World Championships in 2021. Looking for.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Chief Master Bill Babin. I actually stole that from his Facebook, and we'll talk about that in a minute. But I wanted to welcome you to episode number 18 of the ATA Nation podcast. My name is Master Zach Hayden. I am your host. We have over 6,000 downloads so far, and we are just continuing to grow and grow the podcast and ATA Nation. Thank you for joining us today. I wanted to start out with that little audio from Chief Master Babin. If you are on Facebook, make sure you're checking out his posts. Chief Master Babin has done so many awesome posts about the Phoenix area, things for families to do, restaurants, different activities, some tours around the place. He just had a post about all the great golf courses. So if you are heading out to World Championships, you need to make sure you check out some of his posts. He's got great stuff out there. And, I mean, can you believe 60 restaurants within 1 mile? That's insane. Okay, no more lines like we've had before at World Championships, waiting. So that is really awesome. And so many hotels. It is going to be so much fun. We are just 3 weeks away from ATA World Championships in Phoenix, Arizona. Tournament of Champions, lots of great seminars and training. We've got the international testing, then, of course, the competition that will start on Friday after the Tournament of Champions. So much amazing stuff. So, as you guys know, we have been going through a series of interviews with some special guests on how you can be training on your material for World Championships and beyond. And we are very lucky today to have with us Master Evan Turner, who is going to be talking about prepping your extreme and creative training for World Championships. Let's get to that interview.
Special guest interview.
ATA Nation, we have with us today 6-degree black belt Master Turner. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm well, sir. Thank you for having me.
We are excited to have you. And you are one of the go-to guys, you and Master Swalzy. Some news just dropped recently about your guys' involvement in Extreme and Creative. And I know you've been teaching classes all through quarantine for ATA Nation on Extreme and Creative. So we want some tips on getting ready for World Championships for our Extreme and Creative. What do you got your guys doing? What do you suggest people are working on?
Oh, that's great. And thank you so much for that, for the shout out. Yes, Master Swaz and I have been working hard with the ATA for many years, and happy to be bringing a new and exciting program to the ATA for extreme and creative divisions. Right now, with preparing for world championships, a lot of my students were really just going through and just kind of refining everything, right? So we're not adding anything new right now at this point in time. The form should be completed. Just really going through and fine-tuning a lot of the technique, but at the same time, focusing on the performance. As we know with Sangam Taekwondo, you know, technique is always going to be number one, first and foremost. When it comes to the creative side, and especially with the TOC and things like that, these are the top competitors in the entire world. So the technical difficulties are going to be so small that performance aspect is really going to help take some of these students to the next level. So focusing on their facial expressions, their eye contact where they're going, and really just that overall performance from the moment they step into the ring to the moment they leave the ring, from start to finish, they have to be on it 100% ready to rock.
That's great advice. I know I have seen competitors in extreme and creative that focus so much on the techniques that they leave out that performance. And, you know, it's so much about that overall presence they have during the form. And for the TOC, like you said, that can make all the difference.
Oh, definitely. 100%. I mean, I'm sure you know as well as I do, judging that level of competition is always like a either which way any given day can go to any student. And it's like that nerve-wracking decision. And sometimes as a judge, as much as we are there to judge the technical aspect of it, there's always that human element. Mm-hmm. Which form are you just brought into? Which person made you feel like, wow, they wanted it, they went after it? Or just made you like, wow, that shock and awe moment. You know, as we see the tricks, I mean, there's some crazy tricks that are happening, not only with their weapons, but physical tricks, you know, corkscrews, double corks, all these crazy movements. Sometimes it's so hard to tell because they're just so difficult in the way their body type moves. But at the end of the day, that one form, it gives you that different feeling when you watch them perform it. And you can tell that a student's either truly enjoying what they're doing or they're really working for it. And I think right now, all too often, people are so focused on some of the tricks. We got to make sure you have clean technique, of course, but having that physical aspect of the performance, and it can be shown through the way you sound, the way you look, really kind of drives the home factor for those who really want to take it from, you know, getting that 8 to getting that 9.
Yes, sir. Well, and that, you know, that's what the extreme and creative competition is all about, is adding that personality and adding, seeing that emotion and that performance, where, you know, our regular song on forms are definitely more stoic. You know, it's not the place necessarily to show all that personality. And we want to see that in extreme and creative competition.
Oh, 100%. And I mean, that's something that I think that I've personally benefited from. You know, I would say I'm not the most technical martial artist. I'm very fortunate that I would think I was skilled, but I wasn't the most technical, and having winning competition where I've beat some of the phenomenal martial artists we've had in our organization just because of pure personality. I mean, no one ever thinks somebody's winning forms doing a song to the Barbie girl form, right? So
yes,
that's
sir.
All personality. That's all personality. That has nothing to do with technique, I would say.
Yes, sir.
And you got to have fun with it. You have to enjoy it too.
Yes, certainly. Well, I was talking to, we did an interview in one of our last episodes with Senior Master Kaminsky, and yes. I wanted to ask you as well. This isn't really going to be the beginning of a new tournament season because we've got this extended tournament season, but I know a lot of people are treating the summertime after Worlds as kind of a new start for a new season, even though we've started already. If somebody is really looking into getting started with creative and extreme competition, what tips would you have a beginner to start in that division?
I mean, it's going to sound very generic, but Sangam Taekwondo. And I say that because our Sangam forms and our Sangam style is so strong and it's so beautiful when it's done in perfect essence, that it really is a strong core and basics for creative extreme. We have, again, you know, I can do a shameless plug and plug all the seminars Master Swaz and I have been doing on Zoom. And again, we're hoping to bring some physical seminars and some in-person seminars here really soon. But at the same time, I think one of the main things to continue to watch for is always go for the basics. You know, you see some of these elite level talent and you'll watch it at TOC, you're watching some of the old school ESPN classics. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, you know, it might feel almost too infuriating to jump into one of those big techniques. And you see some of these super creative and crazy moves when it comes to the weapons. Start with your basics. Start with a strong form. I would always say, look at trying to make a form that makes sense. Have segments into your form. Not just freestyle things. And that's what I tell a lot of my students as we're training, is that even in people that say they're doing the color belt competition of the traditional weapons, even though it is technically a quote unquote freestyle, have a segment in your form. Your form shouldn't just be a random bit of moves put together because these are the cool moves you can do. Build your forms, make plans, make a segment, make the form make sense. I still want to be able to envision you sparring or fighting another person. I don't want to see just, you know, trick, 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 couple hand punches, trick, 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 couple hand combos, trick, trick, trick. To me, that's not really building that form.
Yes,
so
sir.
Going back to the basics, the same way we built the Sangam forms, use that same mentality when creating your XMA and creative forms.
That's great advice. I know so many people get so fixated on, I've got to do a cool trick in it, that they, sure. You know, we've all seen those extreme forms or the creative forms where they throw a trick, but the rest of it was like not solid technique. And it's like, I don't care
correct.
That you threw this awesome trick. Your martial arts doesn't look like martial arts.
100%. And that's a big focus. I know for Master Wazi and I, as we work to this new program, is developing a program that again goes hand in hand with our Sangam curriculum and follows all the same virtues of our ATA legacy program. Mm. So the same way that we teach the students base, trajectory, follow through, we take those same mental or those same physical attributes and apply them into the martial arts side for Extreme and Creative, so that any instructor, one of the main things we focus on, we talk about stances, we talk about offense and defense. No one would ever think to put offense and defense into Extreme and Creative. Mm. But in reality, if I'm teaching you offense and defense, if you're teaching sparring, these same concepts can apply to all aspects of our martial arts. So going back and putting the martial arts into the creative and the extreme divisions is something we're really, really focused on. And of course, all the cool tricks will be there as well. But at the end of the day, if we're starting with the cool tricks, we end up seeing that where it's almost like some of the old generation or our seniors are like, well, they look down on it because they don't see the core martial arts. Mm,
yes,
where
sir.
We want to develop and keep that core martial arts in there because, again, our Sangam program is so beautiful when done correctly. And it's a perfect jumping point, or I would say stepping stone, to creating some phenomenal extreme and creative martial artists. And that's one thing that the ATA has done so well versus some of the other circuits is that many of our top creative guys and extreme guys are also top traditional mm-hmm. Forms guys.
Yes, sir.
And it's rare to see that. And I want to make sure we continue to focus on and build that with this new program Master Wazi and I are focused on, is keeping that martial arts intact and, of course, giving you that cool, you know, ninja mentality like you would see in the movies.
Yes, sir. Well, I love that. I'm excited as you guys are working with ATA to roll out this new program. I know there are a lot of people out there that have not dove into the extreme and creative because they're so focused on thinking they have to do these awesome tricks. And I love your advice today about just focusing on great Sangam Taekwondo, making sure your martial arts looks great, and use that as a base for your training. So I appreciate that advice, sir. What are you looking forward to most for the World Expo or World Championships in Phoenix?
Oh my goodness, I've never been to Phoenix until this year, and I've already gone twice mm-hmm. this year on its own. Master Swaz, of course, being my best friend, has now recently moved and relocated there. And him and along with Mr. Thornton are running a great school out there in Legendary Martial Arts. So I've been out there twice already this year. And I can say that I love Phoenix. I came back. I was talking to my wife like, hey, you know what? Phoenix is pretty nice this time of year. She's like, you're no way. but I'm super excited just having the change of venue. Just being the town itself is just, you know, there's so much to do and there's so much to see. It's beautiful. If you like golf, I know Master Aguilar has been on his golf kick lately.
Yes, so
we've gone out there golfing a bunch. Just being out there and just being back again with all the people. I mean, being in Las Vegas for Nationals was great, just seeing everyone again and just going to that next level, you know, for all of us, you know, yourself, Master Hayden, you know that it's like a family reunion mm-hmm. every time we go to Worlds. So being back to, in order to see everybody and, you know, seeing them all on Zoom and seeing everyone's success online, it's just going to be great to be back with everyone and see competition back in full swing.
Yes, sir. I totally agree. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting to be in a new location. The videos have shown that it just looks like an awesome place. So I'm really excited. And we look forward to seeing you out at World Championships in Phoenix, Arizona, and look forward to what you and Master Swalzi have coming for ATA Nation. I want to thank you for your time today, sir.
My pleasure, sir. And then everyone out there, continue to train. keep working hard. Like I said, stay focused, stay to the goal. You know, we've had an extended tournament season for this new season, but if you really think about it, quarantine and all this crazy lockdown, that should just give you more chance to truly train. So I'm looking forward to see what everyone brings to the table with a year and a half of really being able to prep and be ready for an awesome event.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. We'll see you there.
Yes, sir. My pleasure.
Here's what's going on in ATA Nation.
ATA Nation, you know what's going on in ATA Nation. It's World Championships. That's what we're super excited about, super pumped for. As I said before, make sure you are checking out those updates from Chief Master Babin. I want to thank Master Turner for his time and interview today. That about wraps up our series, Training for World Championships. Not only do these interviews have great tips for helping you train for World Championships, but just for training all around, getting ready for that tournament competition, getting ready for that testing competition. So go back, listen to all of them, take some notes, get some advice from these awesome instructors on getting yourself ready. Now, I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that there is currently open late registration for the Tournament of Champions and the 2021 World Championships. So if you forgot to register, or you for some reason weren't sure if you were going and now you can make it, we would love to have you register right away, because that's going to end really soon and we don't want you to miss out. A couple other events coming up. We actually have some more regional tournaments coming up before the World Championships. So if you are in the Florida area, the Northwest Florida Regional Tournament is July 16th and 17th. You can check that out. Grandmaster Soon-Ho Lee will be there. So that is going to be a great event. You can check that out on ataezsignup.com. Also on schedule events. Sorry. August 14th is after World Championships. You can go to the Space Coast Rumble. That is also in Florida. Going to be a lot of fun there. And then I believe, you know what, Master Turner has a great tournament coming up as well. I'll have to get his tournament date and make sure I mention that on there, because he's got a summer tournament also that you might want to check out. So all kinds of great training opportunities at Worlds, all kinds of opportunities to make sure that you are competing and ready to roll. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about ready to wrap up, but I want to remind you to join our insiders. I've been having some great conversations with our insiders. All you have to do is send me a text message at 260-250-3975, we'll have some great conversations there. I'll get your input for the show, ask you some questions sometimes, all kinds of cool stuff you get for being an insider. Just send me a text, 260-250-3975, to become an insider and become, you know, kind of extra cool. Get to have some conversations with the rest of the community, the rest of ATA Nation, get included on that inside track. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to have a great week. Train hard, get ready for World Championships, and we will see you soon. Get out there and take action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.
Here's the secret section, if you haven't heard it yet. Hey, I just finished a great book for my senior mastership reading assignment, Grit by Angela Duckworth. I've followed some of Angela Duckworth's work for a few years now, but I hadn't gotten around to reading Grit, and it is amazing, amazing. You definitely need to go check out this book. But I have a question for you. What self-development book or business book would you suggest for me to read as my next assignment as a reading assignment for my senior mastership training. One of the things that I've got to do is a monthly book read and then a report to send to the master's council. And I would love your suggestions on a great book to read. Okay. Okay, guys, make sure that you are training hard, working hard, and we'll see you soon.